This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
It's time for English Makeover from BBC World Service. In this series, learners of English from around the world tell us their language problems. And there's advice for them and you from experienced teacher of English, Karen Adams.
Hi, I'm Karen Adams and I'm an English language teacher and teacher trainer. And over the years I've helped, or at least I hope I've helped, hundreds of learners to improve their English. The English Makeover learners will be telling me about their problems and, well, I'll see what I can do to help.
Today's learner is Amanda Butt from Hong Kong.
My name is Amanda and I come from Hong Kong. I'm Chinese. I'm working as a marketing assistant for a company and I'm enjoying my job and I like to do a lot of cycling in my spare time. And it's good here in London because I have a lot of opportunity to meet different friends and come from different countries.
In London, Amanda's got friends from lots of different countries and she uses English with them. She's also studying English to help her work in the marketing office where I went to meet her.
I'm studying two English evening classes at the moment. One is spoken English, another one is writing course. And it's great, I think, because at work I use a lot of my English skills, but it's mainly related to what I'm doing. But I don't think I have enough time or enough chances to talk to my colleagues, say, for example, about movies, concerts, or just other leisure programs. So in my classes, I have English native speaker as a teacher and then also have Spanish speaking classmates and also from the rest of the world, especially from Middle East.
Okay, so you're in London, you're working in marketing here and you're also studying English on a course in the evenings. And how long have you actually been living in Britain?
It's about 3 years and a half.
And why did you decide to come here to Britain?
Oh, well, it's a story. Actually, I met my husband in Hong Kong and we married. And then I went with him and he got a job. So that's why I came with him. That's why I'm here in London.
Okay, so you came to London. And how long have you actually been learning English? Did you learn English in Hong Kong originally?
Yes, indeed. I think I started learning English from my primary school, which is, I think, it's about age 8 or 9.
You'd obviously used English quite a lot in Hong Kong, but when you first came to Britain, did you find it difficult speaking English or understanding people?
Yes, definitely. I think I'm very interested in the pop music, especially the Britain's famous band. However, having said that, I can't pick a lot of conversation from my friends or even though at work or after work. The only thing that I understand in English is probably through the pop songs. And I think, first of all, it stopped me communicating with people a lot because once you have accent, I mean, of course, you can see that I'm Chinese. I have some, you know, Chinese accent. And sometimes I can feel that people, they hesitate a little bit in response to my question or my conversation. And that stopped me to communicate with them afterwards because I think, oh, they don't understand me. And in the meanwhile, I don't understand the accent as well.
Okay, so what specific problems do you think you have with your English?
I think I have many problems in English. First of all, sometimes I feel quite nervous when I talk to a native English speaker, especially my managers, because sometimes I feel I don't know the English that I'm talking, whether it's correct or it's a lot of mistakes. So I hesitated. And then when you hesitated, you won't say it in a fluid way. So sometimes I feel not very natural when I talk to native speakers.
Okay, so you have problems when you're speaking to native speakers. You feel nervous about speaking and about sounding fluent enough. And you're worried that if you hesitate, people will think that your English is not good enough and won't understand you.
Yes.
And what other problems do you have?
Yes, and I always have some problem with grammar because I was confused when to use third person singular or when plurals. And also I have problem with the long sentences because as long as I'm learning English and I always keep the short sentence longer than I expected. And that make the meaning and the sentence very confused. So I think I'm just writing short sentence with other linking words to make it longer, and that actually making the sentence looking worse, not better.
Okay, so when you're writing, you link sentences together using linking words to try and make your English sound more sophisticated, really.
Yes.
But sometimes you run into problems because you get confused about what the meaning of the sentence is.
You've just heard marketing assistant Amanda Butt from Hong Kong talking about her English problems with fluency in speech and joining sentences in writing. So what does the English Makeover advisor Karen Adams think?
Well, first of all, when we look at the problems that Amanda has spoken about with speaking skills, it's very interesting that she says that she doesn't have enough time to chat with people in her course. And then later she says she's a little bit nervous about talking with her boss. I think this is all part of the same problem. It's feeling comfortable listening and speaking in conversation. And what I would recommend that Amanda does is actually try to make some time just to relax and chat with friends. Find out, for example, the kind of things her friends have done at the weekend. Find out about their interests. Ask them questions and listen to them and respond. Because building up that ability to have a conversation in a very informal way will help her confidence when she actually has to go to speak with her boss.
So by speaking more informally with people, she'll gain that confidence to do so without worrying so much.
Yes, I think we have to recognise that when Amanda is speaking with her boss, basically there are two authority figures. Her boss is her manager, but may also be a native English speaker, so she may feel under double the pressure to speak correctly, when in fact this can be a big inhibitor that can actually stop you speaking effectively if you feel nervous. So we're really looking at a way of building Amanda's confidence. Now, the second problem she spoke about was actually creating long sentences. This is something that learners often have problems with. And you often find that people use the word "and" to create longer and longer sentences, rather than thinking about exactly what they want the long sentence to do. What I would recommend that Amanda does is actually read some more and take the opportunity to look at a text in a bit more detail, particularly, let's say, texts involved with the kind of work which she does. Look at the length of the sentences. For example, are there normally long sentences in the texts dealing with her work? Because if there aren't, maybe she doesn't have to worry. If there are, she needs to look at how they're put together. How many different ideas are there? What are the connecting words? Can she create three sentences out of one long sentence? So basically, she has to deconstruct the sentence, take it apart, and see if she can put it back together again.
So she doesn't necessarily have to cut out all her long sentences, but she just has to think carefully about the way they're put together, whether they actually make sense by the time she's strung lots of bits of sentences together.
Yes, because it may be that normally, in her line of work, people would use much shorter sentences anyway.
Advice there from teacher Karen Adams. Try out that advice and see if it works for you. And what about Amanda? What did she think of Karen's advice? I went back to talk to her to find out.
Thank you for the advice, and I went through it and I thought it's very, very useful. The teacher asked me to just to be relaxed and to have more time with friends for some informal chat, and I think that's really good because I'm also doing things like this nowadays because I will meet up with friends at weekends, and we go shopping. And then I think some of them, they're Chinese, but some of them, they're British. And I use this opportunity to practice more and to speak more English. I think I just forget, and I just want to be myself. And to be honest with you, I can't be bothered of a notebook or a pen or taking notes, because this is obviously a social opportunity for me, and I see it as a just a normal chat and part of my daily life. Otherwise, I won't feel relaxed, and I will be very panicking and nervous. And I just feel free to talk whatever I want to talk, and I would respond, and I would be honest with them. If I don't understand, I just ask them to go over it again. Sometimes I still do long sentences, but after receiving the advice from Karen, I think this kind of reminder will always remind myself, keep things precisely and keep it short and just get to the point.
And that brings us to the end of today's English Makeover. Here's a quick summary of Karen's advice. If you worry about speaking English and get nervous, build up your confidence by chatting with your friends in the language. Have plenty of relaxed chats and find out what really interests them. On another note, when you write, perhaps you're not sure about the best way to link sentences. Study texts, perhaps texts related to your work, such as business letters or reports. Notice the kind of sentences used. Are they mostly long or short? What kind of connecting words are used to join the sentences together? Take them apart and see if you can put them back together again. Try out that advice and see if it works for you. Join the English Makeover team again next time for more advice to improve your English.